Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another vote in the Senate failing to end the government shutdown, now in day 15. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the vote.
In large part, Senate Democrats staying unified behind Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and saying that they are holding out for, in particular, an extension of those Obamacare tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year, and that if they're not extended would cause premiums for millions of Americans to rise to the tune of, for some people, hundreds if not thousands of dollars.
The White House budget director now warning that federal firings could top 10,000. A federal judge, though, today blocking the firings during the government shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston says the cuts appeared to be politically motivated. The IDF says two coffins have been transferred to the Red Cross and will be taken to the IDF and ISA forces in Gaza. Earlier, Israel shut down one border crossing in Rafah, limiting aid into Gaza, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Legislature has approved a proposed bill that would require public school boards to generally ban students from using cell phones during the school day. The State Assembly passed the bill in February, and on Tuesday, the State Senate voted nearly unanimously in favor of passing the legislation and sending it to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, around 90% of school districts in the state have already adopted policies similar to the requirements outlined in the bill. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to be on the lookout for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decreases. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. St. Croix County in the northwest Wisconsin region also saw the third highest total of deer-related crashes last year, with nearly 800. The Rice Lake man involved in a fatal Barron County crash last year has been sentenced to prison. 46-year-old Steven Anderson faced multiple charges in relation to the crash on County Highway SS that killed a Cameron man in September of 2024. The charges included homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, reckless driving causing injury, and bail jumping. He entered into a plea deal in August to dismiss the homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle charge, and on Monday he was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on its North Central Forest Draft Regional Master Plan and Environmental Analysis. According to a press release, the North Central Forest ecological landscape covers around 95,000 square miles, including portions of Sawyer, Rusk, Douglas, Washburn, and Barron counties. The master plan is meant to guide resource management and recreation opportunities in the region. Public comments on the draft plan will be accepted until December 7th. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any light showers or sprinkles coming to an end as we'll see plentiful clouds out there for your Wednesday. East winds and highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, showers looking likely as they develop once again. Temperatures dropping to near the 50-degree mark. It's 50 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a very important case before the Supreme Court. Will they gut what remains of the Voting Rights Act? Jim Santel, our friend and colleague, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here on location at the Majestic Theater in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison. Glad to have you along. It is Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
That's right. The camel has his Green Bay Packer tuxedo all ready to go. He's here at the world premiere. Glad to have you along. Going to talk more at this special edition of the show here on location at the Majestic Theater, one of the great Marcus Theaters. And as we've been talking the first hour, no better way to experience, well, any film, I would say, but particularly one of these great documentary sports films. We saw it last year with Just a Bit Outside. Zommers, I know you and I went to it together in Madison last year during the Wisconsin Film Festival, and I had experienced it here, but again, to be in that theater together, it's a completely different experience, is it not, when you got, you know, a couple of hundred of your closest friends living it through it with you?
It really is. It's probably, and also seeing it in theaters, not just at that screening at a film festival. I think I saw Just a Bit Outside either three or four times in theaters. And every single time, it's packed with people in Brewers gear who, as we've talked about before, are cheering, are crying, laughing. And it's just a very unique experience. And I'm excited for a very similar thing here. And I hope that everybody who is able takes the time. Like, do yourself a favor, take the time, go to marcustheaters.com and find a way to watch it, because it you have to experience it. It's just so much fun.
It absolutely is, and I know you're going to be getting in your car after the show and driving down here and joining us live. So if you, you know, not so much Zommers and I want to meet, but if you want to meet the filmmakers and a couple of great former Packers as well, Sean Hannish tells us there's still a handful of tickets left for this world premiere. $100, but a portion of it goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Milwaukee. If you're in the area or you want to take the rest of the afternoon off, go to NoPackersNoLife.com. That's NoPackersNoLife.com. Get your tickets. Join us tonight here at the Great Marcus Theater, the Majestic Theater here in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. And as Zommers said, show starts playing across Wisconsin on October 17th. That is Friday. And you can find tickets there at MarcusTheaters.com. MarcusTheaters.com. Coming up in this hour, some surprises along the way. Going to talk to one of the great great stars. He was with us a few days earlier here. Ty Morris talks about that. Might have one of the Japanese cheer squad people here as well. And you never know. A Green Bay Packer may wander through the lobby. So you stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen here on the All Ball Show. And a special edition of What's Worse coming up as well. But right now, want to reset the table. Literally here on location at the Marcus Theater, the Majestic Theater, one of the great Marcus Theaters here. And joined by one of the, continue to be joined by one of the producers, Sean Hanisch, also director Craig Benzine. And now Mark Cass joins us at the table as well. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame and senior vice president of Team Lammy. And Mark, welcome to the show once again. But I just want to say a special thank you to you because had it not been for your work with Just a Bit Outside and now this film, No Packers, No Life, we couldn't have done all these on-location shoots. We couldn't have had access. It takes everyone to do thank these you. Things. So thank you for your generosity.
No, obviously great to have you here. This is fun, right? This is this is a great way to spend an afternoon. I'm at the movie theater. We're having a soda. Hopefully later having a beer. And actually watching a movie on the Green Bay Packers. Right. He's wearing a jersey. Think about this. This is a great Wednesday afternoon. I could be sitting in an office, right? But no, I'm out here doing this. So obviously great to have you. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a great night.
I think it is. Talk to us, and you've done this with the promotions and the marketing. You've seen the excitement for both of these films. Tell us what you've seen with No Packers, No Life that may dovetail or be similar to what you saw Just a Bit Outside.
I mean, it really shows the love for our sports teams. I mean, kind of last year, you remember, Sean, the thing that got me here on opening night was, the crying, the cheering, the laughing, everyone showing up unannounced, just wearing their all their clothing with Brewers on it. And, you know, here tonight, I see it. The thing I've known my whole life, but it's been reinforced here is we love our teams. I mean, we really love our teams. The thing I love about this is that I've seen this in action. I've traveled around the world. I've been in Prague, been in Spain, I've been in Italy, and I've run into people who love the Packers, who ask you, and it's kind of the language. It's not hard to. He may only speak Spanish, and I only speak English, but we all speak Green Bay, don't we? We all know about the Packers.
Yeah.
We all know Favre and Rodgers and Driver. We know those names, no matter what kind of language you speak. I think that's cool. I mean, I just think it's great how much we love our team.
I think it is really great. Talk to us a minute, if you could, in your role of executive director of Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, because one of my favorite Packers, and I believe Craig is in the film, Mason Crosby is in there as well. He was inducted into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame along with the great Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, which was on. We did a show from his farm, Six Springs Farm in Southwest Wisconsin,
great
earlier
guy.
This year,
amazing.
And the great broadcaster Ernie Johnson.
Yeah.
But again, Mason Crosby, one of those guys that just epitomizes not just Packers, but also Wisconsin's
athletic. Think about this, and he tells the story, Mason, because I know him very well. He talks about he had really never even heard of Wisconsin. Now, I mean, I'm going over the top, but he didn't know much about Wisconsin. He didn't know anything about Green Bay, yet he comes here. He plays here for 16 years now, and, he went to another thing. I'm not going to name the Giants. I'm not going to say it out loud. For like three games, he kind of puts that aside. But he talks about Green Bay, and he and Molly talk about how everybody just loved him here, how much it was great to live here. They live in Nashville now, yet they're up here all the time. They really love coming back. That's what I love about the players who play in Green Bay. You see that with Driver. I mean, he's back all the time, loves the market. I mean, we love our players, and they stay with us for a long time. But in terms of Mason, it's just neat how somebody stayed with a team, and the story he tells, 16 years as a kicker. Think about that.
Right.
They can't last three games sometimes as a kicker. and he was in Green Bay for 16 years, and there were some ups and downs and stuff like that. His wife had health issues, and they got through that. And he's now, he is an icon in the state. People love him everywhere he goes. I think his role in the movie, everyone's going to love it. There are some things I'm not going to talk about here that are just cool with his involvement in this movie and how they know him in Japan. Think about that. He's known in Japan. It's like, think about that. But so I think he loves it. He and I have talked about his role in the movie, how much he just enjoyed it so much. Mm. We're going to have him at a Q&A tomorrow night. He's so excited to be part of that and to talk about the love. He talks about that a lot. Everywhere he goes, he gets recognized.
Yeah.
But, and he gets recognized as a Green Bay Packer.
I'm a big kicker guy. I mean, I was one of my
kicker
first...
guy. Were you a kicker in high school?
Not at all.
Wait a second. I want to hear this.
But
it's gotta be a field goal story.
One of my first jobs. My first job at radio back in high school was at now a Civic Media affiliate, WRCL Richland Center.
Okay.
And it was when Jim Irwin and Max McGee.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. And the Packers were nothing. And I remember. I can't remember. I think it was right before. I think one of Mikowski's last games.
Right.
And it was against Tampa Bay. And Chris Jackie kicked whatever it was, a 45, yep. 50, 55 yarder. And Jim Irwin's call, I can't replicate it, but basically it was, he made it. He made it. Oh my God, he made it.
And, think about kickers. Know, think yeah. back to the older days of like someone like a, you know, who were the old kickers of Packers? Someone like a Chester Markle.
Right.
We all remember his kick against the Bears, right?
Right.
It got blocked. He ran it into the end zone. It took him an hour to run it into the end zone, but yet he ran it into the end zone. And we all remember those plays. But that's what I'm talking about, the love for the Packers. We can name those kind of plays. That was when I was a kid. Probably was 8 or 9 years old. I remember that play. Crazy, I remember man. The Mikowski play. We all remember the right. over the line yep. or not over the line on that throw, right?
Yep.
I mean, think about our childhood and our lives. We remember so much about the Packers.
We're here on location at the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. We're along here with Mark Cass, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame and senior vice president of Team Lammy. One of the producers, Sean Hanisch, and director Craig Benzine of this great film. Sean, you saw this with Just a Bit Outside. This relation, I think to me, hearing whether in this case Mason Crosby, but I mean, I was talking to one of the people on your team this week at the Brewers game. Ted Simmons, for me, is the great storyteller of Just a Bit Outside. And here now in this film, we get to hear from Mason Crosby. These players make this movie, these movies.
Well, it's really incredible when you get an icon like Ted Simmons, you know, or Mason Crosby, and they start talking about what being a player in Wisconsin meant to them. Mm-hmm. You talk to Ted Simmons, and, I mean, Wisconsin and Milwaukee holds such a special place in his heart and in his life. And Mason Crosby, you know, as much if not more so, because, you know, he's one of the most famous players of this era, and he's our kicker.
Right.
I mean, he's also the number one leading scorer in Packers
history. He is all-time leading scorer. Yeah. You are correct.
But I mean,
well, I didn't know that.
You know, we like you said, you know, we love, I think part of it is the outpouring of true like love and care about them as people,
yeah.
you know, and I think they get again, I always think back to 82, you know, the players would walk through the parking lot. The Brewers players would walk through the parking lot and, you know, they'd meet the fans and they'd have a beer with them. But, you know, some of these, one of the other producers and stars of the film, Brandon, he was one of the kids with the bicycles. And he lives in Green Bay, and his guy was Earl Dotson.
Oh, wow.
And so as a child, you develop actual relationships with these players.
Yeah.
And so it's special.
Craig, about a minute and a half left for the first break here, the next break.
I'll talk quick.
How important was it as a director, whether it was Mason Crosby in the trailer, the ski shot, those elements that are quintessential Wisconsin?
How was that? How important was Mason Crosby?
Well, just these quintessential Wisconsin moments in this film to make sure they were in there.
They were crucial. I mean, it's very important to show what makes Wisconsin Wisconsin, and there's even a brief reference to the Polar Plunge in there, and the Zip and Pip in the roller coaster in Green Bay. I mean, the whole point of it is to show the uniqueness of Green Bay and Wisconsin and compare that to Tokyo and the vast difference there. And I've grown to appreciate Wisconsin even more making this movie.
Yeah. You mean the Zip and Pippin, that little amusement park in Green Bay. My stepmom is originally from Green Bay area or grew up there a lot. And so those are just moments of Green Bay that if you don't show that, it's not Green Bay.
Of
and I
course.
Think from what I see in the trailer and here, you guys have captured that in this film.
Yes, we did. I mean, it also wasn't very hard because they just came here and experienced it. And it's basic. That's what you experience when you come here. You
know? Bay Beach, that was the word.
Bay Beach, the roller coaster at Bay Beach is Zip and Pippin.
Yeah, exactly.
Elvis's favorite roller coaster, according to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I love that.
As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that.
Well, you must not have been there because it says it on the sign.
Right, exactly. I'm on the old clock, so we got about a minute or 45 seconds here left. Mark, again, just in helping promote this film, yep. what if you had one thing to say in 30 seconds why people should see this film, what would it be?
Oh, it's because we all love Green Bay Packers. It's we love the Packers. We love the story. And what you have here is unique. The first time I heard about this, when Sean called me and said, here's what we're working on, I'm like, well, that's crazy. I mean, he's going into a bar, and it's what a cool story. Right. So it's our love and a cool story. And when you see what happens when the group is in Green Bay, that's a great part of the film. I mean, having them at Lambeau's cool, but having them in Green Bay, I think, is almost cooler.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, just go see it because it's fun.
All right, sounds good. Come on back, everybody, live here at the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Find out more at nopackersnolife.com. And we'll come back and play a little special edition of What's Worse and More Surprises straight ahead. We're live on location with the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Town Ball Show live on location at the Majestic Theater in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin, home to one of our great stations, WAUK 540 on the AM dial and now on 100.3 on the FM side, serving Milwaukee and all of southeast Wisconsin. Glad to have you along across the entire Civic Media Radio Network, from Superior to Lake Michigan, to from Green Bay to the Mississippi River, all points in between. Glad to have you along on this very special edition. We're live on location here in Waukesha for the world premiere of this great new film, No Packers, No Life, talking to promoters, producers, and directors of this great film here on location. We have Mark Cass with us, executive director of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, also senior vice president of Team Lammy, and doing the promotions and marketing for this great film. Sean Hanisch, one of the co-producers, of course, was the co-producer and director of Just a Bit Outside, and now the co-producer of No Packers, No Life, and the director of this great film, Craig Benzine, and also a musician. You heard the bumper music that Zomer's dialed up. That's from your band, Craig.
That is from my band. We're called Driftless Pony Club. And it's that song and the one you played, one of them that you played earlier, is all, they're both in the movie. And two of the members were the camera guys for the Green Bay parts of the movie.
That's super cool.
Versatile guys, don't you like that?
Yeah, I love it.
You can play in my band, but yeah, you have to carry the cameras. Is that how it works?
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, yeah. Gotta work
I'm
on the shoestring
budget. Nervous about our jobs here.
I know.
Well, I mean, Zomer and I have talked about this. My producer and part of the thing that really made that Just About Outside film was that you know. Violent Femmes and some of this music that was based in Wisconsin, that really made the film and made it memorable. And having this music now from your band, Craig, a Wisconsin band, that's pretty cool as well.
Well, thank you. And it's also very easy to get legal rights to the music. So,
as it turns out.
Yeah.
he had to negotiate with himself.
Right.
It was brutal, but I made it through.
All right, 24 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to do a shortened edition of What's Worse. Here we go.
This
time once again for What's Worse. No prize money, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 news, sports, and talk stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, here we go. Timely indeed, as the great Mike Lucas is fond of saying. We are here for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, a Packer film. So what better time to troll Bears fans than with a What's Worse edition? What's Worse? Soldier Field or Gary, Indiana? Soldier Field or Gary, Indiana? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download today your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, little CM logo. Download it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. Or at least she says that about her own app. We think she'd say it about ours.
Of course.
Because it's free and takes less than
she would.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you know her?
Yeah.
Have you met Gayle?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past you.
I'm just giving credit where credit's due.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, the Civic Media. So text us on the old app, or you can also put the in the YouTube or notes as well, or give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zomers, you can put the in the comments there of the stream. If we have somebody, we'll go for that. I particularly enjoy today's graphic, the card on the stream, Soldier Field, on a line of open urinals with no dividers. It's very uncomfortable urinals at Soldier Field, along with Gary, Indiana. Now, there's lots of smoke. Have you ever driven through Gary, Indiana? You might not remember what you saw, but you certainly, Craig, as someone who spent time in Chicago, remember what you smelled.
That is absolutely the main takeaway from Gary, Indiana. That's right. Yeah, I lived in Chicago for 12 years, and can I weigh in on this?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I never saw a game at Soldier Field, and I've never become a Bears fan. Mm. But I will say, like, you are allowed to. I biked through downtown, and you can bike right up around it, and it's kind of nice.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to say Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana is worse.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. What's worse, Gary, Indiana, or Soldier Field? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 to weigh in. Mark, any thoughts on this?
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the stadium, though, what do you think? You think spaceship, don't you?
Yeah.
You think, and I've heard, and also the grass problem they have there. I mean, that turf gets ripped off. People get hurt. Soldier Field's got to be worse. I'm sorry. It's just
really. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gary. At least you can
really
drive through quickly. Right. You get through. It's okay. Soldier Field, and it's the home of the Bears.
Sounds like my last day. Get over it quickly. You're done.
That's right. It's the Bears. Oh my God. It's Jim McMahon, who did play for the Packers. I don't want to talk about that. It's Dick.
Sean Hammond.
I have thoughts.
Yes. Of course, Gary, Indiana, or Soldier Field.
Well, let me tell you this. It's Soldier Field, hands down. Because we were I was with Kelly Call, who produced Just About Outside with me, and some other buddies at the NFC Championship game. And we were sitting.
It was really cold that day, right?
Wasn't it? Really cold. And we were very cold. We were in the top deck. And the two of us have a buddy who had a Ray Nitschke jersey on.
Mm.
And sitting about three rows behind us is Bill Murray.
Get out.
With his brother, Brian Doyle Murray. He's in the top deck.
I was going to say, Where are you guys?
A top deck.
Did he have any pull? He's a Cubs fan. Didn't that get him anything?
I guess not. I mean, no, he likes to do that type of thing.
Okay.
So in between the first and second quarter, my buddy with the Nitschke jersey on goes and says, Bill, I'd like a picture with you.
Oh, but that didn't go well.
My buddy crawls over two rows to get a picture with him. As he's getting up to Bill Murray, Bill was like, no, man, no. And my buddy gets up to Bill Murray. Bill pushes him over three rows, and we catch him.
Wow.
No.
What?
And I took a picture of it.
I love this.
And it went viral before things went viral. Yeah.
Right.
And, yeah, and he said some things. He basically said, hey, Nitschke's a bleepin' blee.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
That's Bill Murray.
That's Bill Murray.
That's classic Bill Murray.
But All right,
more great Packers stories after this. Don't go anywhere. Farm News is next with Pam Jahnke. No Packers, no life. World premiere. It's the All Ball Show on this.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Dairy industry is a global one, but it doesn't look the same everywhere. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and to speak on that, here's Grant Wills, a dairy farmer from New Zealand, on the biggest differences he's noticed between their farming for dairy and ours here in Wisconsin.
Probably the main difference is that we are focused on pasture mostly. Most of the feed our cows consume is pasture, and they're out on paddocks every day.
Yeah, the pastoral-based system, it does vary between the North Island and South Island. With the it's a bit more warm in the North Island, so some of those farms are autumn calving, whereas most in the South Island will be spring calving. But yeah, every cow's out on the pasture every day.
Grant says the three main type of cattle they have there are the Jersey, the Friesian, and Kiwi crosses, which is a mix of the two. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets closed on this Wednesday. It's a bit of a mix on the close, with cash and new crop corn up 3.75, out 4.16.75, but cash and new crop soybeans are remaining even at tonneau 6.5. December wheat is down 1.5 at 4.98.75, with July 2026 wheat down 1.5 as well at 5.39. Moving on to Class 3 milk, they are seeing losses, with November contracts down 8 cents at 16.30/100 weight, and December contracts down 19 cents at 16.42/100 weight. When we take a look at cheese, 40-pound blocks remain even at 170.75, but butter is up 3 at 167. If you want to stay up to date on all things agriculture, download our brand new app, Midwest Farm Report, on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any light showers or sprinkles coming to an end, as we'll see plentiful clouds out there for your Wednesday. East winds and highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, showers looking likely as they develop once again. Temperatures dropping to near the 50-degree mark. Right now, it's 51.
Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, Con? What broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid this studio. We'll be dealing with... Oh,
sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show across Wisconsin. We are live on location at the Majestic Theater in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin here. We are home or here for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, which will have its world premiere tonight starting at 5:30 with a very special reception here. And then the movie gets underway just after 7 o'clock. Sean Hamish, one of the producers, reminding us a handful of tickets remain if you want to be here in person tonight at 5:30. So if you're thinking, boy, I don't want to miss meeting the filmmakers, meeting some of the cheer team from Japan, meeting some former Green Bay Packers, go to nopackersnolife.com. nopackersnolife.com. Tickets are $100, but a portion goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Milwaukee, so it's a great philanthropic activity as well. And come on down and join us. Zommers, I know in about a half an hour when we get done with the show, you're going to hop in your car. You're going to be down here as well. And safe travels. I can't wait to see you down here, Zommers.
I am very excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to have you come down. Also, off the YouTube channel right now, our very own Terry Barr watching. I appreciate that, Terry. She says, I could listen to you guys talk about Packers and Brewers and side stories all day. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate you, Terry, and all the great work you do for us here at Civic Media as well. We are very pleased and honored to be joined by our next guest here. First of all, he is one of the producers and stars of this great film, No Packers, No Life. Ty Morris. Ty, great to have you here in person. We were on a little bit earlier. Welcome back into this show, and thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Whoops, let me mute you. That would help. Go ahead.
Thanks so much for having us here. This is awesome. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and you brought along a couple of very special folks, Ray and Ken. They have unique positions in the Japanese cheer team. Introduce our guests here and what their roles are.
We have the oldest member of the Japanese Packers cheering team and the youngest. We have Ken Bart Starr, right? Ken Starr from Hiroshima, Japan, and then we have Ray coming from about by the city of Morioka. It's about 2 hours north of Tokyo, Iwata Prefecture. So these guys, they come from all over Japan. They meet in Tokyo, and we're just so lucky. They flew all the way over to come hang out and be here for this premiere, and it's been an emotional day hanging with these guys. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, Ken and Ray, welcome, both of you. We welcome you back to Wisconsin and welcome you to our show. Ken, you're the oldest member, most senior member of the Packer Cheer Squad. And I don't know nearly as much about the Japanese culture as Ty here does. But in Japan, is it part of the culture to revere people who are the elders and the senior statespeople of your culture? It has to mean a great deal for you to be the senior person in the group and also being here representing your country today.
I will translate.
Yes.
So basically, older people, they respect in Japan, right? Yeah. You are respected because you are the oldest. High respect for Ken.
Not so great a man.
So, yeah, I respect Ken.
Yeah, they do. The older people are very highly respected in Japan.
Yes.
Only age is high.
Yeah. The age is high, right.
But very Ken good. Is also a Packer encyclopedia, so he has respect for that as well.
So, Ken, who is your favorite Green Bay Packer player
now?
And of all time?
Oh, yeah. Many people that I love. Bud Sir, Jim Taylor, and Paul Hanning, and Ray Nitschke, and of course, not player, Vince Lombardi.
Well, right? Yeah, right.
And now, of course, Jordan Love.
Jordan Love?
Yeah,
Jordan
I love Love.
Yeah. Have you met him yet?
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Jordan Love yet?
Did you meet him in person?
On TV.
That's great. Ray, welcome back to the show. You were on the tie earlier, but great to have you here in person.
Yeah.
What's it like for you to learn from Ray about the Packers' history, but also to be a member of this group?
Packers' history?
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. It is the second oldest team in the U.S., football team. And also, it's very low. In Green Bay, it's a very, very small city. And on the other hand, Packers is the most gorgeous or proud mm-hmm. The team. So it's very nice, the contrast.
I think it's great to have you both here.
Yeah.
And how many times have how shall I ask it? Is this your first time in Wisconsin for both of you, or were you here for part of the film?
They were here. Okay. So they've been to Wisconsin before, and I think we mentioned this yesterday. The Japanese Packers cheering team is currently undefeated.
Okay?
They're 4-0 for all games they've attended, so we need them. We've been strategizing how we can get them to every future game. So these guys have been here and they've stayed. My friends, the Grants, who hosted them, who they stayed in my friend growing up, Brandon Grant's house. They love it there. They got their rooms there. They'll be back. Ray is staying in Green Bay at Brandon's house tonight, and Ken will be there on Friday. So they love it. They love it here, and it's a second home for them.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. It's so great to have you both here. Ray, and then I'll ask, or Ken, and then I'll ask Ray. Ken, what's it like to be, what is the experience like for you? Because now you are a movie star.
A movie star? Yeah. You must be kidding.
But you're in the film, right?
On the film?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. These guys are, I think it's just the beginning for both of these guys.
Right?
They're absolutely amazing. Now, they're doing all this with jet lag. And Ray went to the Brewer game with me last night. So, we've had all these wild experiences, not a lot of rest. And these guys are just, their passion is going to keep coming through. But I think, the experience you guys were telling me before, when we were talking earlier, the experience is, you said it was magical and amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And this trip is the best trip in my life.
Tell me, Ray, you have sports in Japan. Yeah. Now you've experienced the Green Bay Packers and the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What is similar and what is different about sports in Japan versus Wisconsin?
I think Wisconsin people is more passionate to the sports, and American people love the local team. Local team. On the other hand, Japanese people likes the team which is not native. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a very, very different style of the sports cheering sports team. Yeah.
We do get passionate and I have a, I'm joking, but I have a concern because you went to the Brewer game last night and the Dodgers won. And you weren't cheering for the Brewers.
No,
there were rules. In order
there
were rules. In order for Ray to be able to be brought to this game, the rules were we could cheer if Ohtani hit a home run because that's their hero in Japan, but the Brewers have to win and he has to cheer for the Brewers. He agreed.
Okay.
Yeah. So he is now, what did you tell me today? What you're a new fan of what team? You're a new fan of what baseball team?
Oh, Brewers.
Brewers. As long as Ohtani's not playing.
I'm the only Japanese to cheer the Brewers.
We appreciate that. Thank
He's our first Japanese fan.
All right, great. Thank you. Well, we'll take that back and you know, tell people to cheer for the Brewers as long as they're not playing Ohtani. Yeah.
And also, I will cheer the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks.
Right?
Yeah.
Giannis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Admirals. Don't forget the Admirals. Hockey.
Yeah.
We are live on location here at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin, one of the majestic theater of the Marcus Theaters in Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life tonight. Reception starts at 5:30. You can buy a handful of tickets left at No Packers, No Life. Otherwise, the movie opens up across the state on Friday. You can get tickets at MarcusTheaters.com and here with one of the stars and producer of the film, Ty Morris, and also the oldest member of the Japanese cheer club for the Packers in Japan, Ken, and the youngest, Ray, and glad to have you here. Ken, what is your impression or thought? What's your favorite thing about Wisconsin?
I have no idea saying in Wisconsin.
Yeah, what is your favorite about Wisconsin? Your favorite about Wisconsin? Food?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Music?
Yeah, I like everything.
He told me.
Okay, I hate.
And you told me. You told me your favorite thing about Wisconsin. Do you know what you told me?
I hate the weather. Cold.
You hate
too
winter?
Too cold. Too cold, he said.
I like Hawaii.
I've never been, but I hear it's very nice.
I have been Hawaii too many times.
maybe you could start a new Packer cheer club in Hawaii.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Right. Yeah. Nicer weather.
But I like Packers because, you know, I live in Hiroshima. Hiroshima have a Japanese professional baseball team, Hiroshima Cup.
Okay.
And this team is made Hiroshima Citizen, made Hiroshima Cup.
Wow.
Packers made Green Bay's Citizen made Packers. The same condition.
Yeah. And the baseball team there is owned by the people.
That's incredible.
And it's called the Carps, which I love the name too.
The Carps, yeah. the Carps, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right, Ken, in that I think that's for us in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It makes Green Bay special because the people own them. And and I'm sure, like the Carp, you have a relationship with the team and the people.
It's the same.
It's the same.
It's super
same
cool.
Passion and same or thought and same everything. Same. Yeah. Nearly same. Yeah.
I think so. Except weather.
Except weather.
Weather. Sometimes too cold in Hiroshima.
Ty, a couple of minutes left here. What do you hope that people who go see this film, whether they're coming to the world premiere tonight here in Waukesha or whether they are buying tickets at MarcusTheater.com and going later this week, what do you hope that people take from this film?
Honestly, it's about bringing people together from, you know, you can't get further away culturally or in a distance. And it was the Packers that brought us together, but the deep friendships and relationships that we've built and connected through this, it's a really beautiful human story. So I don't think, I think people in Wisconsin we have huge hearts and we're very loving. And so I think it made this relationship work really well. But the movie is really about people coming together about any type of passion and then from there building relationships. So of course we talk about the Packers a lot, but we talk about our families and we talk about other interests. And I think what I hope is, one, people sit down with their Packers gear on, grab a beer and enjoy the film because it's heartwarming and fun, but also that they see that, you know, life is an adventure and there's so many people out there to meet.
Ken, Ray, and Ty, thank you very much. Stay tuned. Back with more after this. We're live on location on the Tottle Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Time is running out, Badger fans. Just three more home games this fall. Wisconsin football hosts Ohio State, Washington, and Illinois in the coming weeks to close out the 2025 home season. Be there for one more Arch March, one more jump around, and one more fifth quarter celebration. Inventory is limited, so lock in your seats now by visiting uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tottle Ball Show, live on location in the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin, one of the great Marcus Theaters for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, where it's 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will have the latest on the current situation with the Green Bay Packers, as well as covering the NLCS. Yes, the Brewers getting beat last night by the Dodgers, but one person's happy on set right now, or maybe two. But Clemens will have all the details of that. Day off today for the crew as they travel out to Los Angeles, and we'll have game three of the Los Angeles and Brewer Milwaukee NLCS coming up on Thursday. Pregame show at 4:30. First pitch just after 5 o'clock on Thursday, local time here in Wisconsin. Game 3 in the NLCS, the Crew taking on the Dodgers. Then after Sports Report, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. And then Pete Schwabba with Nightlight from 6 until 8. Right now, we are wrapping things up here on the set, live on location, this world premiere at No Packers, No Life. People are sitting together in the lobby here of this theater behind us. And we have on set with us right now, Ty Morris, one of the producers and star of this great film, No Packers, No Life, and the oldest, most senior member, elder member, maybe is the correct word, eldest member of the Japanese cheer team, Ken, and the youngest member, Ray, here on the set as well. And during the break, Ty, you were telling us that Ken is no foreigner when it comes to football.
No, Ken was a star. He was the fastest player on his team, and he played football in Japan at the university. There's an amazing photo. I want to circulate. Let me post that up on social media so the world can see. It's such a great photo. And the other thing, another fun anecdote that you told me, Ken, is that you chose the Packers because not only were they the toughest team, but they were the most handsome. Yeah. They were the best-looking guys, and you wanted to be on best-looking guys team. You know, he's yes. Ken's ready to be a star.
Toughest, strongest. Good looking.
Yeah. You were the
most charming.
The most charming.
Yeah.
You're the Bart Starr of Japanese football.
Yeah, it's him. That's him.
Maybe it's my opinion.
I'll take your opinion. I believe you.
Yeah, I like Ken's opinion.
Right? And this, just for our listeners, our viewers, we're not talking like European football, what we call soccer. This was American football, right?
Yeah, soccer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Soccer is not win or lost. It's not clearly soccer.
You like American football.
Always win or lost. That's right. Clearly.
I love it. Right. No ties. No ties.
No tie. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, and as Chepo said, Chepo's the leader of the Japanese Packers cheering team. He said he likes American football because regular football is just one halftime. American football has many breaks so you can have a beer in the breaks.
Both. Exactly.
Do you both like American beer?
Yeah, I like beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like beer, kid?
I'm really. A drink.
Not really.
Yeah. Only cola.
Ken likes cola. Ray likes Milwaukee beer, Wisconsin beer.
All right. Have you had a spotted cow yet?
Spotted cow. You have. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I have.
All right. That's one of the most famous Wisconsin beers. Oh,
really? Alcohol can kill me.
Ken, I like you drinking cola.
Right. Yeah, Ken, that's great.
Cola.
That's great.
Perfect.
Live a long life. Drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi, whatever your product is. Ty, a couple minutes here. I want to make sure we get this in. In addition to the world premiere tonight here at the Majestic Theater, Marcus Theater in Waukesha, there's other screenings going on. There are a few tickets left for those. Tell us about those, please.
Yeah, there might be a few left for North Shore. That's tomorrow. Marcus Cinema's North Shore. Ken will be there. We're losing Ray tomorrow. We're going to miss him. But Ken will be there, which is awesome. So might be a few tickets left there. And then Friday, Ken will be with us in Green Bay for a special screening in Green Bay and a Q&A. So Craig, Ken, and I will be there. So that's going to be fun. I think there's a few tickets left for that one, too.
That's great. Well, I'll make sure that all of our listeners across the state get to these special screenings. Mason Crosby is going to be zooming in to the one at North Shore.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep. All
right.
He'll be part of the Q&A at North
Shore. And he's in the film.
He is. He was amazing part of the film. Great guy.
So that'll be fantastic. So, again, a handful of tickets for the world premiere tonight. You can find those at nopackersnolife.com. And then for these special screenings, as well as general admission tickets to different theaters, Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin, you can find that at marcustheaters.com. That's Marcus Theaters, and theaters is spelled TheaterS. MarcusTheaters.com, all throughout Southeast Wisconsin, Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, and Trolling the Bears in Gurnee, Illinois. right?
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
I think that's fantastic. Fred, one of our listeners, Fred, listening in Cottage Grove on WMDX, says he wants to go with Ray to a Packer bar in Hawaii.
With Ken.
Or with Ken. Hawaii? With Ken, yeah.
Hey, boy, you have a fan who wants to go to a Packer bar in Hawaii with you.
Yeah, how about that?
Sue, you must be kidding.
No
way.
Sue and Franklin said, did they go to the Brewers game last night and see the pitcher from L.A.?
Yeah. But
Ohtani.
Yamamoto. I prefer Ohtani to Yamamoto.
But also, let's be clear. Ray is a Brewers fan. Right. He was not rooting for the Dodgers.
It's fair. I mean, it's fair. I mean, I don't blame you for being a Ohtani fan.
Yeah.
That's fine. Root for the Brewers.
And I'm from the same prefecture.
Yes.
All right, very good.
Ohtani.
Ohtani.
Ty Morrissey, thank you very much. Tim Boris, pardon me. Thank you very much. Also, Ray and Ken, thank you very much. Paul Ciccone, Barry, Sean Hanisch, Craig Benzine, and Mark Cass. And, of course, Zomer's back at the World Headquarters. Thank you to the Marcus Theaters for letting us do this and for Civic Media as well and our great station WAUK here in Waukesha. We'll be up in Wausau tomorrow for the open house of WXCO, so join us then. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and see this film, No Packers, No Life. We'll see you in Wausau, from Waukesha to Wausau tomorrow. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in San Francisco siding with labor unions who asked the court to block federal layoffs during the government shutdown. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The judge issuing an emergency order after federal agencies began laying off workers to reduce the size of the government during the shutdown. Layoff notices have been part of the Trump administration's efforts to put pressure on Democrats to come to a deal to end the shutdown. The judge saying the administration is acting without thinking it through, and quote, it's very much ready, fire, aim, end quote. And she added it has a human cost and cannot be tolerated.
In Israel, the prime minister's office says two coffins transferred to the Red Cross by Hamas are now in Israeli custody and will be brought to Israel for the identification process. Israel accusing Hamas of failing to turn over all deceased hostages and close the Rafah border crossing today, preventing aid trucks from entering. On Wall Street, stocks ending in mixed territory. This is ABC News.
107.5